Hey, it's Kit, and welcome to the Scamcast, the podcast where I purposely fall for scams. I disguise my voice and act like an unsuspecting victim so I can keep scammers distracted for hours. And if you're new here, we put these scammers into some pretty hilarious situations while we expose their lies. In this episode, we're talking to some tech support scammers who tried to trick us into thinking that they sent too much money to us and that we had to save their job. Only I told them that they had to save my job, they have to call a bunch of people in the company, played by me, and I'm gonna give them a really hard time while they think that I'm buying them gift cards. This call was originally recorded live on twitch.tv/kiboga using a virtual computer. I hope you enjoy.
Announcement.
Okay, here we go.
Announcement.
Hello, this is Jay.
Jay?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Jay. This is Mark from JNWNM Human Resources. So we'll be going ahead for the verification, okay?
Sorry, what was your name? What was your name there?
My name is Mark.
Oh, Mark.
I am from the HR department.
Okay, I thought I was going to be getting a call from Kelly.
No, Kelly is working with another client. That's the reason I'm taking care of that, okay?
Now, oh, okay. Going all right. Well, no problem, Mark. Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So, how long you been with the company? You been here for a while now?
I'm with the company from last 1 year only. Because of this pandemic and lockdown, I was in the company from last 1 year.
No kidding. Okay. Well, that's no. Hey. Well. Welcome to the company. Now, they're great to work for. I'm sure you're going to love it here. And the stock option. I tell everybody who starts at the company, you got to take those stock options. You got to take those stock options. And especially if they let you do the 401k, you're going to want to do that because they put in whatever percent of your 401k, and you youngsters don't realize how much that money really piles up at the end. So. You know, do the 401k, do the stock options, and do the buyback if you can. If you can, don't take any time off while you're young, and they'll do a buyback later when you retire. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. Now, just give me a minute. Mark. I will be going ahead and completing the verification, and your employee ID number will be 061338, right?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can you give me one sec? Can you give me one second? Hey, Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel. Danny. Yeah, can you put me? Can you put some tea on there? Some of that sweet tea.
Okay.
Well, you know how it goes. Working from home, I got.
Exactly,
I got the kid.
Exactly.
I got the
it's
kids.
Really
pathetic, I got the
know,
kids.
It's very pathetic. Even I am working from home today, so it's very pathetic. Now, I believe your employee ID number is 061338, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, can you tell me how satisfied are you with your job? Like in a scale of 1 to 10?
How satisfied? Well, you know, that's tough. You know, whenever Kelly asks me this, she always gives me examples. Could you maybe give me some examples? Like, what's a 10? Versus a 9. Normally, she gives me examples.
Like 10 is suppose you're roaming around with your girlfriend with full of love and happiness. 9 is when you are with your parents. Like, how do you, like, satisfied? Like, how you...
I love my parents, just to be clear. I love my parents. So, maybe even more than my wife.
More than your wife. I got it. I got your answer.
That's a bad example. That's a bad example.
Okay. Now, Jay.
Why don't we go with a, I don't know. Can you do like a 9.5? Or maybe like a 10? I'm pretty happy.
You're pretty happy. And
let's
how,
do
how
an 8.
How about the
because I don't want, you know,
boss?
Whoever reviews this, I don't want them thinking that I don't need a raise or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
I got it. Okay, now can you tell me, Jay, like, how satisfied are you?
And I don't remember the
boss?
Last time I was in love, so yeah, I don't want to give it a 9. Let's do like a 7 or an 8.
8. Okay. But you must put the bond, like you must try to tighten the bond with your boss, because boss is the one who run the whole.
Sorry. Were you asking me how satisfied I am with my job or with my boss?
No, with your boss. With your boss.
Oh, my boss. Well, that's completely different. I was my boss. Okay, because I'm not in love with my boss. I wouldn't put an 8. Heck no. Heck no. I'm not in love with my boss.
Heck no, sir.
Heck no. Put a 4 or like a 1. I'm not. No, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I'm not in love with my boss.
You're not satisfied with the boss, okay?
So no. I'm very satisfied in a business sort of way. I just don't love my boss. You said a 9 or a 10 is like you love him. I don't love him.
Oh, I got it. I completely agree with you. Now, Jay, can you describe me how you overcome for the challenge?
Put the number 5 for the boss thing, because I don't want them to read. You know, I don't want them to read into it one way or another. I don't really want them getting any ideas.
Okay. So. Let's give it 50-50, okay? 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50. Jay,
can you describe how you overcome a challenge?
I mean, what kind of challenge? I mean, I overcome challenges on a daily basis. I'm an American. I mean, what kind of question is that?
Like, how you overcome a challenge? Like, if a boss is providing you any challenge, how you complete that challenge? How you overcome from it?
For one, when people tell me not to wear. One challenge that I overcame recently is when I was working from home, I realized that my neighbors are very loud. My neighbors are very loud. And one of them, he's a drummer. He's a drummer. And so one of the things I overcame was because I have to work, right? And I had to take all those phone calls. So I put a wall up in between us to kind of help put the noise, keep the noise down. Like a bunch of logs. And then he called and had the sheriff come down and said that I put that wall on his property. And we kind of went back and forth, you know, but it turns out because he hasn't been mowing his lawn for a while that he didn't realize that I actually own that part of the property. So I made like a castle style, you know, wall, and that kind of cut down on some of the noise. And then, you know, the other thing I did, if you could put one, I don't know how many things you're going to put down there, but a while back they did this thing called the ice bucket challenge. And if I'm going to be frank with you, I was always a little bit too worried about that. I don't do good with cold temperatures, being that all my teeth got replaced and everything. But I decided, you know what, this is the year of it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and do the ice bucket challenge. So. I went outside and I took a bucket full of ice, and I just poured it right over my head. I didn't even cry that much.
You didn't even cry that much. Okay, describe something you learned about from the job, like about the job. Describe something that you learned about the job. Can you describe something you learned about the job?
Okay. Well, something I learned about the job. I mean, frankly, I feel like I'm one of the best in the business. There ain't nothing that I don't know about this stuff. But I suppose would you say it's a good idea to say that I learned something, or is it kind of a bad idea? What would you say?
I would prefer the good idea.
You think it's a good idea to say I learned something? What if I say I learned how to be more I mean, I'm already good at the job. I don't want to seem like I, because if I say I had to learn something, then doesn't it mean like I wasn't qualified before? Right?
No, I'm putting it like it's good to learn new thing every day.
Okay, well, I mean, I did learn the difference between El Dante. I know what El Dante is now. When you're my wife would always ask if I want things done El Dante, and so that's one thing.
Okay. Here we go. Now, are you happy with your salary?
I guess it's some like restaurant in town.
Okay. Now, are you happy
with
your salary?
Okay. For learning because I do a lot of sales, right? So I did learn myself that you don't want to judge a book by its cover. You ever heard that saying before?
I heard it.
So
don't judge a book by its cover.
Right. I mean, you can judge some books by their cover depending on how they look. You know, don't get me wrong. But when you're doing phone calls with people, sometimes, you know, in the first couple minutes, you kind of get this perception about them.
Okay.
And
okay, Jake, can
so,
you tell me?
Yeah,
sir,
I guess I would
me,
say I learned that not. Okay, just put down. I learned sometimes the people that you thought you knew didn't really know things do know more than you thought they ought not to know. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, that'll be work. But in short form, you got how to get sales. That's the main motto of the company.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
To get some sales.
One more time. Say that one more time.
I am telling you that you told me that you know how you learn how to get sales, right?
No, actually, my sales are down this quarter.
Oh, okay. Now,
yeah,
can you please hold the line for 2 minutes
good.
So that I'll check it out something? Hold on.
I haven't been doing very good, so.
Now, are you satisfied with your salary?
Oh, am I satisfied? Well, if I put yes, does that mean I'm not going to get a raise?
Okay, this is the number.
If I put yes, am I not going to get a raise?
Are you happy with your salary?
Like
yes, no, or maybe? Like.
I'm saying if I put yes, does that mean I'm not going to get a raise? Because I definitely do think that maybe I do deserve a raise at some point. But I don't want them to think I'm not.
Okay, can you tell me, do you agree with any of the following?
Not happy. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got it. You cannot be so specific that you're not happy, but even though you're certain a point, you're happy with your salary. It will increase someday, I wish. Okay. Jay,
okay.
Do you agree with any of the following?
What thing?
Saying will be like 11 should be pronounced 1T1 or milk.
Excuse me.
The CEO.
Sorry, I'm eating my lunch right now. Oh.
Okay, and the third one is the CEO Thomas Scott is a hack who doesn't deserve the success of notoriety that has recently been given to him. He was given this role by his father, and literally anyone in this company could be better than he can. Or I cannot answer the question due to my religious principles. Like, which one you agree with? Like 11 should be pronounced 1T1.
Sorry, could you repeat the second one?
The second one is milk sponge.
What's that? I don't know if I know what that is.
It's just a saying. Let me do it with the milk sponge. Okay. Now,
could
you
use that? Could you use that in a sentence for me? Could you use that in a sentence? Because I'm not familiar with what that is.
Milk sponge, like a sponge which is extracted from a milk, like a piles of milk in a packet or something like that. I even don't know much. Okay, let's forget about that.
Okay, what was
now,
the
Jay,
one after that?
Let's go with the last thing. The CEO Thomas Scott is a hack who doesn't deserve the success.
Excuse me.
Of notoriety that has recently been given to him. He was given the role by his father, and literally anyone in this company could do better than he can.
I mean, listen. I don't know if
you
I want to say
with that. I
you
got
know
it.
What I agree I with that, it. But I don't know if I want to say I agree with that. You know what I mean?
I got it. Now, can you tell me, describe your current role? Accounting, business operation, management, engineer.
From time
design.
To time, I do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So my role has changed over the years.
Like, what is your current role? Current role.
I do just about everything at this company, frankly. If I could say this to you,
no.
I believe that I could replace the CEO, Scott, myself.
But somehow I need to select any one of those, okay? So what will be your current role right now?
Could you just read the different roles that are available?
Accounting, business operation, management, engineering, design, production.
That's it?
What do you suggest? Yeah. First name, last name. Like, what do you suggest? I suggest accounting.
My name's Jay Anderson.
Yes, I know, Jay Anderson. So you want to go, current role will be Jay Anderson? That would be best option. Okay. Now, can you tell me one thing? Can you describe your office culture in about 6 words?
6 words only?
Yep.
I work from home by... Wait. I work from home by myself, but myself is 2 words, right? Or is it 2 words or 1 word? I work...
6 words.
I am alone... I am home alone.
Alone.
I work
okay.
Home.
No.
All by myself. I am all by myself. Okay, do that. I have my family here. I'm not actually
myself.
Alone. But the culture.
Okay. Now, which of these tasks best suits you? Brainstorming? Creative thinking, thinking outside the box, implementing new ideas, or installing carpet?
Sorry, could you repeat the first couple ones there? I didn't understand.
Brainstorming or creative thinking.
What's the difference between those two things? What's the difference between those?
Creative thinking is somehow related to brainstorming. Brainstorming means that you can, if you talk to anyone and if you want your job to be done from him, so that you can talk to him and you can storm his brain out of your words, out of your talking.
That sounds painful.
Exactly. Exactly. So I would suggest that creative thinking, right?
I'm not very creative, if I'm honest.
You think out of the box.
No,
out
I don't think
box,
outside
the box.
The box. No, I don't do that. I've never done that before. I like things to be proper and very compartmentalized. What was the last one again? Installing something?
Installing carpet.
I hate carpet. We have all hardwood in the house. I hate new ideas. New ideas are the worst. Can you put do creative thinking, because I think if I think hard enough I might be able to think of something creative. Okay, so
implementing new ideas.
No, put down creative thinking, because I think if I think hard enough, you know, I might be able to get one of them light bulbs. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how much time, how long do you normally take for lunch? 5 to 10 minutes? No lunch? 11 to 15? 16 to 18? 20? More than 20 or more than half an hour?
What's the difference between
11 to 16, 15 or 16 to 18.
I mean, between you and me, sometimes I just take lunch for God knows how long. If I ain't getting any sales that day, God. I mean, sometimes I'll just go down to the Mickey D's and get myself, I'll get one of everything off that value menu.
No, so I
times
put,
are,
I put
times
11
are
to
15, tight right
okay?
now. I mean, yeah, put down. I don't take any lunch because it'll maybe look better.
No lunch. Yeah, it will look better. But it's hard to digest.
Oh, yeah, put that down. My doctor has me on these new pills, actually.
It's 11 to 15, that will be the best answer. It will be between you and me only, okay?
Okay, yeah, do that. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I really do appreciate that between you and I.
Okay.
You know, Kelly never helps me out with these things. She's always kind of, getting
what
on my nerves.
Improvement?
Between you and I feel
Jay.
Like you're probably one of the best
Jay.
HR representatives
Jay.
At the company. And, you know, I'm just saying right now.
Yes, exactly.
You could have Kelly. You could be.
Now, Jay, what need?
You know,
what
Kelly,
needs
Kelly might have the looks, but you got the brains. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, what needs improvement?
I mean, but she is smart. If this call's recorded, I think she's great. I love her. Well, I don't love her like that. Not against company policy.
Okay. Now, what needs to improve?
What needs to improve? Can you give me like a
structure, stock option, pay, option 6, tech support, emails?
Don't talk about option 6. We're not supposed to talk about that over the phone. Why did you even say, is that like a trick question? I can't talk about that. I'm not allowed to talk
I
about
can
that.
Talk about that because I know the call. This call is not being recorded. This is the best part of working from home.
I guess.
The line, I'm getting a call. Just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hello? Yes.
Hey, how are
Kelly?
Things going? My boss is freaking out right now.
Yeah, I am.
My boss is literally freaking out because I was supposed to fire Andy and I haven't fired Andy yet. What are you helping me or
no,
not?
I am talking
like,
with
what
Jay.
Are you literally? Are you doing anything
Jay.
Right now?
I am working with Jay. He's on the call with me. I
well,
put on hold.
Tell Jay to stop talking and fire Andy. I'm gonna lose my job right now. I'm.
Okay, I'll call him. I'll call
I
him. I'll done with.
Hello.
Yes.
Are you still there?
So hold on. Yes, I'm here. Hold on, okay? Just hold on.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Just put down option 6. I think that's the whole report, right? I got to get going. I actually got a sales call coming up in a couple minutes. I didn't realize that we've been talking for so long.
Okay, so hold on. Let me do that for you.
Okay, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I really do.
Jay, can you tell me one last thing?
Yeah.
Did I do a good job asking this question?
Much better than Kelly ever did. Much better than Kelly's ever done in her whole life. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. So
yeah.
it was really nice to talk to you, Jay.
Yeah, Kelly always asks me if I have any other things I want to add, and I do have a couple things I did want to get off my chest, if you have time for it.
You can tell me.
Okay. 6 months ago, when the company put out that email saying that they weren't going to allow people to do the 3709 reports with their fax machines, and they were going to have to do it with the phone app,
mm-hmm.
I personally believe that that was just something. I think that the CEO Thomas Scott is bought and paid for by some kind of big technological company. So
okay.
I myself have been using my neighbor's fax machine. And I do think that's something that needs to be taken into equation.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, if you want to write that down, you know, I'm happy to talk more about it if that's something that they want to, you know, want to get into. Anyway, thank you for your time. Thank you for your time.
I need to talk to other people as well, okay?
Okay.
It was very nice to talk to you, Jay. Have a nice day. Thank you for your information and your time.
No, thank you. The pleasure's all mine. The pleasure's all mine. The pleasure, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a moment for me to tell you about So he's so far behind. He's so far behind. He's supposed to be calling. Although, funny enough, I mean, this is a blunder on my part. I can play it off really easily. The Rebecca Moose that he's supposed to be calling right now at 2:30 Central is actually my phone number, like Jenny or Kelly's phone number. I put the wrong number down, or I just wasn't paying attention. But I can literally, I could just be like, oh my gosh, I made a mistake or whatever.
Announcement.
Yeah, hello?
Hello? Yes, so I'm having trouble with the how long did I take finish this TPS report. I'm not getting it done.
That part's broken. I'm done. That part's broken. Just put down like 15 minutes or something. Just put down zero
15
for the
minutes.
Put down like zero for the hours and then however many minutes you spent on the other part, okay?
But it's asking me to put in AM and PM.
Okay, then put like one. Like 01 and then 00. It literally doesn't.
01.
I don't even think it matters. So I don't know.
No, I'm trying to put the submit, but it's not taking in because it's showing me invalid time.
Well, you have to pick a valid time then. That's one thing that you could consider doing is probably putting like a time that exists on a clock. You know, like.
I'm trying to do, but it's not getting me done. Anyway, where are you right now?
What time is it right now, maybe? I'm about to go 2:31. Yeah, type that in, okay?
It's 2:31.
Okay,
it's not taking in. I don't know what's going on.
I got an email from my boss saying that he hasn't heard anything from Andy and that Beatrice is asking why I'm not answering my phone. I keep getting calls from Beatrice. So, like, what is happening right now?
I was talking to Jay. He was very much satisfied with you. He loves you, you know?
Oh, good, good. Okay.
He loves you.
So for the time, by the way, just type 2:30. Like 02:30.
It's not taking in. It's not taking in. It's not taking in.
Press tab 02:30. Because it's like how time works.
Tab 02.
No.
Okay, this is how it works. Got it. I got it.
You know, just tech professional.
Finally, it's work. Okay.
Can you please...
Now, let me call Andy.
Call Andy.
I'm calling Andy now.
Rebecca Moose is being rescheduled.
I don't need to ask this question from Andy, right? I will just straightly tell him that he is fired from the job.
No, you have to ask every question. It's his exit interview, so this becomes really important in case he sues us. So you kind of have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't call Rebecca.
Okay.
Moose.
In the meantime, just get the cards.
Yeah.
Okay. Just get the cards and call me up. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
He's calling Andy. He's calling him.
I think I'll just be like this. Hello, this is Andy.
Hello, Andy?
Yes, this is Andy speaking. Who's this? This is Andy
Westport. Hi, Andy. This is Mark Frost. Mr. Andy Westport. This is Mark Foster from JNWNM Human Resources. Okay.
Oh, how are you?
I'm calling on behalf of
It's
Kelly.
About time.
Okay, I'm fine.
Sorry, the phone's cutting out there. What'd you say? It's a little hard to hear you.
Okay. Now, actually, there is a glitch happening into our server, and there is a problem going on. That is
okay.
The reason I'm not been able to verify your things today, right now. So, is there? Can you call Kelly back in about 2 hours?
Okay. Yeah. So
she will complete the whole verification.
I spoke with Kevin, who said that Kelly was a little busy, but that she was going to call me right now. So yes. I suppose, are you her?
I just talked to her
boyfriend or something? Because I have to, he said, the boss said that it was imperative that I do an the TPS report right now. Is everything okay?
Okay, yes, exactly. Yeah, TPS report, I'm working on it. So can you please call Kelly back in 2 hours, but do not tell this thing to Kevin, okay? Kevin is the boss of first.
Actually, there is a glitch happening. I was supposed to be off work 30 minutes ago. I mean, I've been sitting here waiting.
I know, but it is just a part of the verification. So can you please call back in 2 hours?
I guess I'll call Kevin. Because Kelly was supposed to ask, Kelly's supposed to be giving me my TPS interview.
Exactly.
Where is Kelly?
Okay, hold on. I will be giving you a TPS report right now. Just hold on.
Oh, okay.
Actually, my internet is not working properly.
Does he
that
not
is the
know
reason
how to do
I'm
that? I'm
going to
fix it for him.
Oh,
my God.
That's the reason I asked you to call Kelly back, or she will call you back once this TPS report get working again. So can you please wait for some time so that Kelly will help you out to give you the TPS report? Even I will help you out to give you the TPS report, because me and Kelly are working together. That's the reason. Actually, Andy, my internet is not working properly. That's the reason I'm not been able to generate the TPS report. So can I please call you back in some time so that I will have the enough internet connection and I can generate the TPS report for you?
Can you call me right back? Can you call me right back then? I mean, when are you going to call me?
Like in half an hour?
Half an hour?
Is that okay with you?
I think I'm going to have to call Kevin, because this is unacceptable, This is unacceptable completely. Why would this take so long? Why would it take so long? That's what I don't understand.
Because of the internet. There is an internet problem going on in my area. That is the reason. I'm not been able to work and get the TPS report done. That's the reason I'm telling you that. Can I call you back in some time so that I can fix this problem?
Yeah, I suppose. How long do you need? How long are you thinking?
Like maximum half an hour. I just had a word with my internet guy. Maximum and a half an hour is required, okay? I'll call you back in half an hour.
I think I'm going to call Kevin, because Kelly always does this to me. And I'm supposed to be off right now. I'm not supposed to be working.
You don't need to work, Kevin. I'm sorry, Andy. You don't need to work, okay? You don't need to work. You just
Kevin
sit back and relax. Do your stuff.
Kevin is my boss, and he told me that I have. He told me that I'm going to be having.
No, let
one
me tell you, Andy. I just got your TPS report.
I'm not going to my granddaughter's birthday party right now, and I need to get this done.
No, actually. Actually, you don't need to work from tomorrow. You're fired from the job.
What?
If some problem happened, you're fired from the job.
What are you talking about?
Yes, Andy, you can talk to Kevin regarding this. I've not been able to generate your TPS report because of my internet failure.
I've been waiting for almost an hour here from Kelly, and now this person I've never met before says I'm fired? That's preposterous.
Yes, you're fired.
I've done everything for this company. I spent 15 years working for this company.
Just talk to Kevin. He will tell you why you have been fired. Just talk to Kevin.
All I've ever done was put blood, sweat, and tears into...
Okay, just talk to Kevin. He will explain to you. Thank you.
No,
bye.
Those were the best years of my life.
That guy's savage. Woo! He just hung up too. He literally just hung up.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, ma'am, tell me.
Yeah, can I please speak with Jack?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Jack is in a meeting, you can tell me. This is David, this is
Supervisor. Okay, I need to...
Did you got the card?
Yeah, I need to talk to Jack, please. I'm at the store right now.
Yes, ma'am, you can tell me. You can tell me. Jack is having the lunch. You can tell me.
Wait, what do you mean he's having lunch? He's supposed to be saving my job right now.
Yes, he's saving your job. He's just calling everybody that the job he gave you. That is the reason. He's just having some snacks. Don't worry. He's
having
your
some
job, okay?
Snacks right now? My boss just emailed me and said, why aren't you at your computer? My boss is saying, why are you not at my computer? It's snack time?
He's doing your job. Yes, the people can have that, right?
Okay, but
people
I need someone
hungry,
to respond to Kevin and say, it's me, I'm here, I'm working, I was going to the bathroom or whatever. I'm literally going to lose my job.
Okay, so you got the cards. How many cards have you got?
Yes, I am at Walmart right now. I'm waiting for a manager because there weren't enough gift cards. I'm trying to get gift cards for him, okay?
Okay, you can call me back once you're done so you can speak to Jack, okay?
Tell Jack to do my job. I'm literally going to get fired.
Okay, he's doing it. He's doing it. Don't worry. Thank you.
Announcement.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, who is this?
I can hear you. I'm talking
Jack?
To...
Is this Jack?
Yeah, Jack. I'm talking to Kevin. I'm talking to Kevin.
Okay, oh my God. Just tell him that tell him you're working. Tell him that you had loose motions.
I am working from last half an hour.
Say that you've been having really, really
bad
diarrhea.
Yes, that is what I'm telling.
And that your doctor is giving
That is what I'm doing. That is what I'm doing. That is what I'm doing, okay? That is what I'm doing.
And then you have to call Beatrice. I'm on my way back. I'm on my way back. This is the worst.
You got the card? You got the card?
Yeah, I got the card. I got the cards.
Okay. Okay, just come back home safely.
Oh my God, he sent me like 10 emails. I'm so... You have to call Beatrice.
I am talking to him. Don't worry, I'm
Did
saving
you
your job.
Andy?
I'm talking to
Did
him.
You call
I'm talking
Andy
to him. Don't worry.
Did you fill out the form? Did you fill out
yes,
the form?
Yes, I talked to Andy. I talked to Andy.
And did you fill out the
yes,
form?
Yes, I talked to Andy as well. No, the form was not coming in. I will fill up the form right now. I'm talking to Kevin, then I'll fill up the form.
Okay,
hang up the
call,
Beatrice. Come back
home
and call
Beatrice
me up, okay?
Right now. Call Beatrice right now, please.
Okay.
That was a pretty maniacal laugh. I kind of feel... Oh, man, there definitely are days where it just, I don't know what it is. It's like, yeah, you got scammed, bro.
Like, announcement.
Oh, he's calling Beatrice.
Announcement.
Hello. Yes, hello, this is Beatrice Porter speaking. Hello.
Hi, Beatrice, this is Mark here.
Hi, Mark, how are you?
Your insurance company.
How are you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I believe you had a word with Kelly, and she asked you that I will call you back, okay? Now, we will be going ahead and filling up the information for you, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That's fine. Yes, I almost forgot that we had this scheduled for today. That's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm running out of time. I was not done with this thing. I was having some problem, you know. There was some glitch happened to Kelly. She's suffering from diarrhea. She's having a really bad day. That is the reason, okay?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. You know, when I when I have the squirts, I end up having to take a lot of bananas and pills. You know, it's one of those things.
Exactly.
But it comes with age. Exactly. When it comes with age, you know, sometimes you just have to deal with it. You know, take what life throws at you.
Exactly. So Beatrice, we will be going further for the verification here. So let me just confirm your ID number, employee ID number. Let me just confirm it to
067.
You for the confirmation.
Okay, fine. Yeah, go ahead.
067388.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Now I will be going ahead and asking you some information, some question. Like, can you tell me?
You know, make sure you tell Kevin. Make sure you tell Kelly that if she needs a good home remedy for her number three, for her loose motions, that if she takes some bread, and she takes some bread and she soaks it in milk overnight. Then it'll make sort of a sour mixture, and it's like milk bread, and that'll run everything out your system, especially if you wait 2 or 3 days. I mean, there'll be some nasty stuff on that bread if you wait a couple of days, and then it'll clear everything out your system.
Okay. Now, Beatrice, can you tell me, like, in a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with your job? In a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I am so satisfied. I mean, the opportunity to work with some of the brightest people and to serve this whole area of Chicago is a dream. I mean, and with COVID, a lot of people, working from home can be difficult, but I think that for me, I would say I would give it at least a 4, you know, at least a 4.
Okay, now I have given around 8. That'll be okay if I select 8?
No, 8 is way too high. 8 is, you never want to give anybody above a 5 because you don't want to give people the perspective that they're doing well. There's always room for improvement. Room for improvement. So I would say 4 because it's very close to a perfect score. In my book, anyway.
4.
Because 5 is like a 10 for me. Okay. 5 is like a 10, okay, so better. 4 is sort of like an 8. But don't put 8
like
because
a 10 for you.
I don't want the
like
boss.
5 is like a 10 for you. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I got it. Now, so, Beatrice, how satisfied are you with
your
boss?
You know, one thing that could make it more satisfying, though, is if I had a little bit more face time with the boss. You know?
Okay. I will write it down as a more suggestion from the company, from you that to the company that you will, people should have more FaceTime with the boss so that they can know each other in a very
best
way.
Yeah, I mean like after work hours, okay? Because I always ask him to come to church. And the other day I says to him, hey Mitchell, you know, my kid's getting baptized. My grandson, you know, you come down to church, and he's like, oh, I'm busy. And then I say, well, the following weekend, we have a little birthday party for him. Oh, I left my khakis in the car park. I can't come down. He's always got excuses. So, and it's fine. He can wear a mask. I don't have to literally see his face. I don't care about that. I just, when I say FaceTime, I mean like one-on-one personal time. You understand?
Exactly.
You're picking up what I'm putting down there?
Now, can you describe how you overcome a challenge?
What was that?
Beatrice, can you describe how you overcome a challenge?
Can you repeat that one more time? Can you repeat that?
How you overcame a challenge?
I'm old, honey. Everything's a challenge for me. Everything's a challenge. I wake up in the morning and life's challenging. What do you mean? What kind of question is that?
Okay. Life is challenging for you.
I woke up last night. I had to go to the bathroom 4 times. How's that for a challenge?
Okay, I got it. Let me write it down for you. A beautiful thing.
But in terms of work, though, in terms of work, one thing that I recently have been able to handle, you know, there's this one person, there's this one girl that I have to deal with occasionally. So I don't know if you're familiar with my job, Mark, but I work in sort of the production line, and I make sure things are going smoothly. I'm sort of a go-between between management and some of the other people. And there's this one woman named Kelly that I really just don't get along with. She's a piece of work. I mean, no matter what you do, it's almost like she just doesn't even do a job. I get this idea. I get the feeling that she's never listening to me. I mean, she's just sort of doing her own thing. I mean, I keep reporting her to her boss, Kevin. I keep saying over and over again that Kelly has no business working at the company. And he assures me that he's working on firing her, but just has to find a replacement. Anyway, she works in the HR department. And it would recently I had to talk to her to do to work on a presentation together. And I ended up just doing the presentation myself. That way I didn't have to talk to her. So that's sort of one of the challenges.
Beatrice,
that I
Your full name will be Beatrice Potter, right? Your full name will be Beatrice Potter, right?
Yeah, Beatrice Potter.
Your full... Yes, exactly. Now, can you describe
Wait, do you work in HR? I just realized. Wait, are you Kelly's replacement? Are you replacing Kelly? Thank God. Oh, thank God. She's garbage.
Not really. No, I'm just an intern.
Well, I hope you get garbage. The job. I'll tell you what. I'm going to call Kevin after this. I'm going to call Kevin. What's your phone number? Oh, I got your phone number. I tell you what. I'm going to call Kevin. I'm going to say the intern did a great job. You should hire him right away. I'll put in good. He loves me. I've been working there for 10 years. Listen, I guarantee you, you're going to get the job.
Don't do that.
And listen,
don't
when he that. Asks you when he Beatrice, asks you how much Beatrice. Money you want, always say, when he offers you the money, you always say, well, that doesn't, that's not what, that's not exactly what I was hoping for. And I'm an entertaining other offers. I guarantee you, he'll give you more money every time. Every time.
All right. No, Beatrice, you should not
next?
Do that, okay?
No,
eat
fine,
anyone's job,
okay? It's fine. Listen,
Beatrice,
it's the best thing.
No.
I want, not good at her job, and you're doing great.
I'm a man who...
All right. What's next?
Listen to me, honey.
What's next?
Please listen to me. No. Please listen to me for once, okay?
He's genuinely concerned.
Actually, I am the person who lives to be successful and get the job on my own. I don't want... please don't get me wrong, okay? I don't want anyone be recommending me to boss or anything like that. I want to show him my dream, my passion, my work, my enthusiasm, my charisma to boss with myself, okay?
Okay,
so
it's fine.
After I'll boss, he will come to know about my experience. Okay, you got
you're
me.
Being modest.
Thank you very much,
you're
okay?
being modest.
Now, can you
deserve
describe
it.
Something
you deserve
you
it.
Want about the job? Yes.
Okay.
I love to be very honest. See, whatever I am, I'm in front of. See, I am not the person who will call you and do the things in a professional way. See, it's good to interact with people, you know. See, I am taking an interview of yours, but see, I'm chatting. Like, it's a discussion. It's a discussion going on between you and me, so that you can enjoy, even I can enjoy this chat or discussion.
Right. Well,
or
Kelly would never do that. Kelly is always too busy. You know, one time I heard her. One time I heard her watching a YouTube video.
Yeah, she's
I'm pretty
very
sure.
professional.
I'm pretty sure I heard her watching a YouTube.
She is very professional. She is very professional. But she is
it
my
kept
senior.
Saying, it
I
kept saying like something
time,
about
okay?
Joyma. Nah. Joyma 985. I don't know. Well, I looked it up. Some funny-looking kid. Anyway, what's next?
Okay. Now, Beatrice, can you describe something you learned about the job?
What did I learn about the job recently? I learned that you don't have to get along with your coworkers.
Yes. You then have to get along with your coworkers.
Yeah, you don't have to get along with them. Your coworkers don't have to be your friends.
Okay. So, Beatrice, are you happy with your salary?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Okay. Like, what is the problem? Like, how much you expect?
Well, right now they're paying me. God, I think it's. Well, I heard a rumor. That Sandy is getting getting close to 174. And you know, I'm not
174.
And I'm not anywhere close to that.
Oh, I see. I got it. I got your point.
I just wanted to throw out
your point. I'll explain it to the
an insane
other
number and
now,
see if he was
next.
Gonna say anything.
Do you agree with any of the following? Like elephant just... should be pronounced 1T1 or milk sponge or the
sorry, repeat that. I can hardly hear what
okay.
What you're saying.
Can you hear me better now? Is
yeah.
it better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you agree with any of the following? Like the first option is 11 should be pronounced 1T1.
That's
like
stupid. Who would say that?
21.
Why would it, why would you even say that? 1T1 is 11.
1T1, yes.
Why would you
11,
ever?
Yes, exactly.
Why would you
now,
pronounce 11 1T1? What kind of joke is that? Is it a trick question?
It is just to check out your. Yeah, it's a question. It's a question.
Is it a trick question? Is it
to get the psychology? Yeah, it's a trick question.
Oh, okay. Well,
question.
I don't agree with that
it's
one. I don't agree
question.
With that.
Now, exactly. Now, you need to answer this thing. The CEO Thomas Scott is a hack who doesn't deserve the success or notoriety that has recently been given to him. He was given
okay.
this role by his father, and literally anyone in this company could do better than he can.
No,
do
I love Thomas's father was a sweetheart. No.
So,
you know, Thomas may
okay,
not
so
be the brightest bulb in the
answer
bunch,
this question.
But he's, you know, he may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's still an all-star in my book, if you know what I mean. You know.
No, I got it. I got your answer completely.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Now, the next question.
Was there any other questions
okay.
in that section?
No, that was it. I have put in
okay.
over there, your answer should be, I cannot answer this question due to my religious principles, okay? Because you are the woman
what?
Of your principle, so I put in that answer like that. Now,
none of my religious principles prohibit me from answering those questions. What made you think that?
Okay. But you cannot agree with 1T1 or the CEO Thomas Scott is the...
Are
yeah,
there any other
person,
options?
He's
That's
doing
it. There's
better
only
than
two. There's only two things.
Milk sponge.
Oh yeah.
The third is milk sponge.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah. No question.
Absolutely. You
no
agree
shot.
With that? Okay. Now the last.
Yeah. Who would
next
who
question,
would say no to
the
that?
The next question. Can you please discuss? There are people. even though I was talking to another guy half an hour before, he was telling me he never heard of milk sponge.
You're kidding me,
he
right?
He never heard of milk
you're kidding,
sponge.
You're kidding me.
Can you believe this?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. There are people. There are stupid people in the herd who doesn't know about milk sponge, you know?
Well, you know what milk... I mean, hey,
okay,
only smart
now,
people... You know, to be fair, only people with high IQs know what milk sponge is. So, you know.
Exactly.
What? Hey, really quick. What's a milk sponge? What's milk
now,
sponge?
It's a kind of pancake, you know? It came in different varieties like vanilla or chocolate or different kind of. It's a kind of pancake, you know. It's a bread, especially it's a bread. It's the other word of a bread.
Exactly. All right.
Anyone with a higher IQ will know about what is the milk sponge. Okay, so can you describe your current role in this organization? Like, are you into accounting? our business operation, our management, our engineering, our design, our production.
Production. Yeah, definitely production. Put that in there.
Production.
Sure. Well, you know, okay. You sound like the guy who watches Rick and Morty. You ever watch Rick and Morty?
No, I watch Barry. Flash, the fastest human in the earth.
Yeah, that's a made-up story.
Have you ever saw that?
Yeah, that's a stupid made-up story.
Flash.
All right.
Yeah, that's a made-up story. I know that. I love because I love science fiction. I love science fiction, you know? I love
yeah, well,
movies.
At least Rick and Morty's real, so. Anyway, all right, what's next?
Yeah, he's real. The next is describe your office culture in about six words.
About six words?
Yep.
My boss won't come to my grandson's church class ever. Is that six? Is that close? Is that good enough?
Yeah, it'll work.
Okay.
My boss won't come to my grandson's church.
Yeah.
Is it?
Right.
My
right.
boss won't come to my grandson's church. And what was the last?
Ever. Ever.
Can you repeat the sentence once again?
Ever. Just write ever.
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 Ever. Got it. Okay. Now, which of these tasks best suits you? Like, are you good in brainstorming? Are you good in thinking outside the box or creative thinking or implementing new ideas or installing carpet?
I have done every single one of these things multiple times in my life, and I would say that I'm proficient with all of them. All of them, definitely.
Okay. That's
all of
okay.
them. When they say installing carpet, are they talking about some kind of weird? Is that some weird thing that you kids say? Or are you literally talking about installing
carpet?
It's
a weird thing. It's a weird thing. I would recommend Beatrice. I would recommend not to go with the installing carpet. Okay.
Okay. Because I asked my granddaughter's boyfriend if he wanted to come
Beatrice.
Over and Netflix and chill, and they all looked at me like I was crazy, and they said that means something. They said that means something else. So what is it? Is installing carpet? Like, what's that mean?
Yeah, I just kind of touching that.
Okay.
Like,
all right. Well, then don't put down. Don't put
like
down
that.
Installing cup. Don't put down okay. that. Don't put that down.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. And you know the best part of working from home, Beatrice? I would suggest you.
I've laid pipe
Let
before.
Let me explain you the thing.
Actually, I've done carpet. I've laid pipe.
Okay. Now, Beatrice, you can talk. Beatrice, listen to me.
I actually got into a little stint where I did a lot of. I would. Like. Trying to think, what do you call it? I used to do a lot of meat grinding
you.
In my day. I worked for a butcher.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Okay. Now,
plumbing,
how long do you normally
do
take for lunch? How? You do it all?
Anyway, sorry,
but
what were you saying?
I would suggest you go with... I am sending you. How long do you normally take for lunch?
Two hours?
11 to 15. Yep.
No, 2 hours.
11 to 15 minutes.
Oh.
Two hours for lunch?
Yeah, give or take.
Seriously?
I'm old. I'm old. They don't know any
no.
better. I work from home. I mean, who cares, right? I get my job done.
You know, I know you can get your job done, but in the form,
can you give me 1 second? I'm gonna call from. I'm actually gonna call from Kevin, which is. He's one of the vice presidents.
Tell Kevin that you're talking to Kelly. Tell Kevin you're talking to Kelly, please. Tell Kevin you're talking to Kelly.
Okay, but you're not Kelly. Why would I?
Okay, I know, but I'm working on behalf of her. It's some kind of an emergency. Please tell Kevin you're talking to Kelly.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Hold on a second.
Yes.
Okay. That was me pretending to be Kevin restarting the computer like she's getting fired or something. Okay.
Okay, hello? 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 Is someone there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry about that. Kevin told me I'm not supposed to talk to you. There's been a little bit of a problem, misunderstanding. So I guess, listen, I'm going to put in a good word for you. I'm going to put a good word in for you. But he says that I'm going to have to reschedule this to next week. I guess my best guess, something's happening to Cully, but they, I mean, that's not for me. To decide. Anyway.
Something happened to Kelly, so we can continue this thing later on next week. So actually, there is a technical glitch happened. There is something serious going on with Kelly. I don't know what's going on. I need to talk to her as well. I was acting on behalf of her, so it's very nice to talk to you, Beatrice.
Yeah, well, hey, so I got to tell you, you know, it was a pleasure meeting you, and I hope whatever endeavors
that you are doing are prosperous. I'll personally call you, Beatrice.
You know, this morning I was reading in the book of Matthew, and I don't know if you're religious at all, but I got this inkling.
I am religious. I read Gospel of John, Gospel of Matthew.
Right. Yeah, well, I got this, I was reading this parable about how everybody has these different chances, to do different things.
Exactly.
And there was this, there was a parable in there about how you have like a rich man and a poor man, and then you have a wise man, and then you have a hay man. And he says,
I'm getting an important call. Can I ring you back in some time?
I said,
Beatrice?
Do you need a place to stay? Cause you can stay.
Yeah, exactly.
You can stay at the YMCA. And I just want to.
You have a good
rest of your day, all right? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye.
I was going to bring up the three. You have three chances in life or whatever he said. But I felt like that was too much. I felt like that might be too
much.
Okay, he's calling Nevaeh now. I'm not going to answer the first time. I got to act like I'm getting fired.
Hello?
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 Yes, can you hear me? Is this Kelly?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is from the Apple department, and we know that there are some problems happening with you. So we would be refunding the cards. Don't worry. Like, we got to know everything, okay? Like, the cards are with you.
Hello?
The cards are with you, ma'am?
Yeah. Who is this? Is this Jack?
Yes.
Is it Jack?
Ma'am, talk to Jack.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, Kelly?
Hold on, I gotta pull over.
Hello,
Kelly. Hold on a minute.
What happened, Kelly?
This is the worst day.
Kelly, what happened? Why are you crying?
Hold on.
You know, everyone was praising that, Mark, you should get the job for Kelly because you are the wonderful guy. You work very best way. Everyone was very satisfied with me. What happened? I did my job in a perfect way.
Are you there, Jack?
Yes, I'm here. I was working very properly.
I lost my job.
Oh, what happened? Like, Kevin was telling you something?
Yeah, he never... He said I didn't fill out a report for Andy, and that he was... I was, like, doing weird stuff on my computer, and that, like, last month when I was supposed to... there was, like, so many things that I've been doing wrong.
You know who did it with you? You know
he
who
said
did it?
4 weeks
it
ago.
It was Andy. He was very rude.
4 weeks ago when I was supposed to fill out
very,
one of
he
those
was
other
very
forms.
Rude.
Instead, I accidentally sent him a bunch of pictures, and I don't know. It was like my ninth strike.
No
he
worry.
Said
normally
it's three
don't worry.
Strikes
don't worry.
In a row.
Don't
but
worry.
It's been
I will help you out. Don't worry. I will help you out to get your job back. I will do the legal formalities for you. Now, how many cards do you get? Kelly, how many cards do you have? Kelly, how many cards
Wait,
do you have?
Wait, the first guy was like, didn't want to take the money, and now he does.
Kelly, listen to me. I'm here, okay? You won't be losing your job. That is, I promise to you.
I just don't know what to do. I just don't know.
I am here, okay? First, help me out with the cards, okay? I believe you have 5 cards.
I just can't do this right
now. How many
now.
Cards do you
I
have
can't
got?
Do this right now. I need to go. I have to call my mom. Or, like, I can't do this right now.
No. Just listen
I need
to me,
call,
Kelly.
I need to call
please,
Kiki.
Please listen to me, okay?
I have to call Kiki, my friend.
Okay,
she's
you
like
can
my,
call her. You can call
I can't
her
talk
after
to
that
you right now.
Because there are certain things which is on the line. See, Kelly, there are certain things which is on the line. I don't want things to be gone legally to you. Please listen to me. So how many cards do you took? Like, how many cards do you have?
They only let me buy 4,000.
You have 5 cards?
I could only buy...
Okay, so you have got... How many cards do you have? How many cards do you have? Kelly, how many cards do you have?
I have 8.
Can you tell me? Please, listen to me. 8. You have 8 cards, right?
Yeah, I had to go to 2 different stores.
So, okay. Can you send me the photo of that card? First, you need... Okay, hold on. Okay, ma'am. So, I believe the cards are in
you
the envelope,
jerk.
Right?
You... Heartless son of a gun. We shouldn't have expected anything less, but.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Sorry. I have to go. I have to call you back.
Ma'am, everything with this, everything would be sorted out. I assure you. And you will get a better job than this, right?
I can't.
You will get your job.
I have
to
keep his job. I have to keep his job. I
ma'am,
have to keep
so we
job.
Will we will talk to your boss, ma'am, and we make sure, ma'am. See.
Okay, I'm hanging up. I mean, there are. I guess this shows. It seemed like the first guy who I talked to, whoever it was, he said something like, "Ma'am, this is Apple. We know your situation, and you don't have to give us the cards or something." The first person was very sympathetic, and I was very shocked. Like, it seemed like he just wanted me to hang up and, like, not. But then when Jack or whoever got the phone, he obviously didn't care and was like, give me the cards. So part of me, I can't decide if I want to. Part of me does want to call as Kevin and be like, hey, Beatrice said that, like, you're the intern working for the HR department, like, and give him, like, a mock interview or just see what would happen at this point. But I don't know. I have to think about it for a minute.
Announcement.
He's calling me back. I'm going to, you know what? No, I still haven't done the full thing yet. I still haven't done the full, like, I'm not giving you the cards, you jerk.
Announcement. Announcement.
Kelly?
Hello?
Ma'am, please speak to me and let's end this. Why? Ma'am, see, there would be nothing if you cried, right? So please, it's a request.
Who are you?
You will keep this job, right? Don't worry.
No, they
ma'am,
told me I'm fired and then I...
Listen to me, please.
No, I can't. They told me that they, like, locked my laptop.
So right now you were also firing
lot of people. Now you got fired, right?
I lost my job, yeah.
Ma'am, if you cry like that and if you don't give me the card, then I will also not talk to your boss and I will not help you with any other job so that you can get some money or receive
like
some
you
money.
You can't help me. How are you
right
help
now,
me?
I am the only person that can save you. Please, if you cry like that, ma'am,
you
nothing will happen. You're reaching the time. We need to redeem the...
He said that I have never filled out a TPS form right the entire time that I've been there. He said that I, like, literally was the worst person
what
that
was
has ever...
Can you tell me how much
of
the
time? Time.
Ma'am, listen to me, ma'am, please. What I'm asking you, like, were you doing this job for money or like or for something else? Like, it was your passion or something else? How much did you earn in a month?
I
make sure that you will earn more than that, right?
I don't want to talk to you.
I mean, if you call your mother, ma'am, then, ma'am, we will have to block your computer.
Tell Jack.
And we will have to block
Jack
your account and take all your money.
Tell Jack that I can't
help him. And your $10,000 shares.
Tell Jack that I can't help
you
him.
You need
I'm
to
sorry.
Send me the photos of the Apple cards.
I'm not giving you the cards. I have to return them.
You have to give the photos, ma'am. Otherwise, we will.
You
don't know, ma'am.
I can't.
We will put a. Okay, then. I am putting up for terrorist activities on your computer IP address. Okay.
It's not even.
And
it's
then
not
you
even,
will be arrested.
It's not even
FBI.
Mine. It's
you
not
will be
even
arrested.
My...
If you don't give me the cards within the next 5 minutes, you will be arrested by the FBI within the next 24 hours. Okay.
It's not even my computer.
My
it's work's computer. It's not even mine. Like, what are you gonna...
No, it's related with your identity.
They don't...
It's related to your identity. You will
it's
be
not
the
gonna work. They're literally lawyers. I literally
crime.
Work for a law firm. I work for lawyers. What do you think is gonna
will
happen?
Be a twin bomb blast, right? In
how,
New York.
How dumb are you? You are
IP
literally...
Address.
You are... I don't even know what you're talking about. You are so... Can you just tell Jack I'm not... I can't. Okay? I can't.
Ma'am, you have to send me pictures of this card.
Jack
please.
Promised that he would do my job and he didn't do it. Literally, Jack got me fired. It's Jack's fault.
Yes, I know. And we apologize for that. We are telling
he's,
you that we will
he
help
apologizes
you right,
for
what
that.
You deserve.
That's it. That's it. He's just gonna say,
ma'am,
I'm sorry that I didn't do the most simple job in the world and I got you fired. Now give me money? Are you kidding me? And he's not even on the phone. Who are you, like his boss or something? Get, I wanna hear Jackson, sorry.
Ma'am, listen to me, ma'am. Okay.
You ruined my job, Jack.
Can you hear me?
You literally, you ruined everything, you know that?
Ma'am, I understand everything,
you,
ma'am.
You
please
said that you were
going to
do it and you
right?
didn't do it.
Ma'am, everything will be all right. That is what I can say right now because I cannot change the past, right?
What do you mean you can't
change
the past?
I can create a better future, definitely. So
a
please.
Better future? I lost
ma'am,
my job, Jack, because of you.
It cannot be reversed back, so please. Ma'am, I'm sorry about it, but I will fix up everything so that your job will be back. Your job will be back.
Okay, well,
that's,
you
that's
better
the last
do that.
Thing which I can
okay,
do.
Okay, great. Call me when you get me my job
yes,
back.
Because
awesome.
It's not me.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, I'm no. sure you're going to be able to do that. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Kelly, this is Jack, okay? Yes, this is Jack.
I don't
now,
wanna...
I was telling you... Hello?
I don't really want to... I don't really want to... I don't really want to talk... I don't really want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you.
No, so listen to me, okay? You have our money and you have to return me that money. I know it's cost you your job, but I will assure you that you will have the best job and the better job from the before. Kevin was not a good person who was offering you the job in the HR department and was not paying you the better salary. And I think this all happened
like
because of Andy. When
they
I
were
was...
paying me way more than they should have been paying me. Like, a lot.
So I will talk to Kevin. I will talk to Kevin regarding your matter, whatever happened. I will explain him that I was the person. I was the person. I'm going to say that I was trying to refund her some money, but it was a mistake has been happened from my end. That is the reason she went to the Walmart to do things for me.
And I had somebody that doesn't work for the law firm look at confidential, like, you literally, I broke laws letting you do that. Do you realize that?
In that case, you can tell him. You can tell him that he was a hacker.
I might even be able to, like, go to jail for that. A hacker? Are you kidding?
You can tell her. He was a hacker. He was a hacker.
Was doing my job for me? I had a hacker do my job?
Yes. He was having all kind of information from myself, and he was doing all kind of things so that I can get him the money. I can get him the card. So I was stupid. You can tell him that. I'll just blame me for everything.
It's not gonna work. You don't understand. He said that he already has a replacement. Like, I begged him for my job, and he said they're already hiring someone else.
He tells you out of anger. Let me tell you. He tells you all the things because of anger.
Noah's like the perfect replacement or something. So.
Okay, in that case, I will talk to Kevin right now, okay?
Okay.
And where are you right now? Can you tell me where you are right now?
What are you gonna do? How are you gonna possibly get me my job back? I'm like halfway to my house. I'm on the side of the road.
You will see to it. Okay, you will see to it that how I'm going to save your job. That is my promise to you. I won't let you cost your job for me, okay? I'm gonna let this cost to your job. Trust me. I will do all kind of things. Even if I need to beg him for your job, I will beg. Don't worry about that. I'm the man of my word. I won't let you cost your job. That is my word to you.
You promise?
I'll talk to him, and I'll definitely explain each and everything. See, the best part of the, if you go through the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 8, verse number 3, if you tell it everything truth will save you, okay? I will say the truth to him.
Whatever happened,
if you go through the Bible, Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 3, verse number 8,
you need
to tell the truth. No matter if it's a batter, it cost you some hurts or feeling get hurt, but at the end of the day, the story will be in your favor when you tell the truth all the time, okay? I know Kevin will be mad on you if I tell him the truth. Kevin will be mad on you, but I will assure him that it was me who manipulated you to give me all the information
so I will act
on behalf of her. I promise on God. I'm a God-fearing person. I see human body is a temple of God itself. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 83.1. Human body is a temple of God. So I'm promising you. See, this is the reason I'm not going
God
anywhere.
Screen flatter
okay?
This is
I will be with you, and I'm
Matthew chapter
me,
5, verse 83.1.
I tell Kevin that it was me who manipulated Kelly to give me all the information and...
He's a good liar, though.
I was the person who was talking to Andy, who was talking to Jay, who was talking to Beatrice. I was the person who was acting on behalf of her. I manipulated Kelly to give me all the information so that I can act on behalf of her so that she can go to the Walmart and get me the Walmart gift card or the Apple gift card. This is the truth, and I'm going to tell them in front of anyone.
I don't think he's... I don't even think it's going to matter. I don't think it's going to matter. Like, what... Kevin, you can try to tell him the truth, but I don't know if that's that's so dumb.
He will buy it. He will believe.
You can't just rattle off some random radio station that you listen to, Matthew 5.83, and hope that he's suddenly gonna forgive me of everything.
Kelly, I was chatting with him on the computer, okay? He was remotely on your computer, so I was talking with him. I was talking with him from so long. Then I told him that I'm having a bad day. I'm having some problem, loose motions and all. And I told him that, just wait. I'm talking to Beatrice. So he told me, okay, done with the Beatrice and called me up. Okay, so I told him each and everything already, so he got to know that I am working on behalf of you, because see, I told Patrice that I'm working on behalf of you, because so that you can do things for me. I told Andy, I told Jay that I am marked.
I can't, that's not legal.
I know it's not legal, but I told him that it is some very, very serious issue. See, there are certain things in our whole life happen for the first time, and there are certain things which happen where we don't need to think about legal or illegal, but we do the things, okay? Because sometimes, you know, if you go to the, again, Gospel of Matthew, verse number 3, chapter number 831, sometimes you have to lie to save your friendship. To save your friend life.
Sorry, could you repeat that part? Matthew chapter what says that sometimes you have to lie?
Sometimes we have to lie. Sometimes we have to lie for good deeds.
Yeah.
It's good to lie sometime. Okay? So you better don't worry about it. I am promising you it won't cost you your job. That is my word to you. Now you need to save my job too, okay? Now you have 8 cards for $500 each.
I don't know what to say to you, Jack. I mean, if you could save my job, it would mean the world.
Definitely.
I'll give you his number, okay?
I'll give you Kevin's
number right now, okay?
You know what? Can you take out the card? Take out the card from envelope. There is an envelope inside it. There is an Apple gift card. Can you take?
Okay.
Take out the card.
Right.
And at the back of the card, can you see there are numbers which start from the letter X?
Yeah.
In a rectangular box. Yeah. Can you read me the numbers? Slowly, slowly. Why?
I'm not giving you this unless I get my job back. Like, we had are you kidding me?
See.
$4,000.
No. Kelly.
No.
Yeah, Kelly, it's not about money anymore.
I'm literally going to return this right now.
No.
I'm literally going to start my car.
I am going to lose my job, Kelly.
You're a little wizard there. Why don't you cast some spell on Kevin or whatever and make him give me my job back then? Like, I don't know.
Definitely. This is my promise to you. See, I'm telling you. See, I was telling you the truth, and let me tell you one more truth.
Use your mind. Your mind spells and tell him to give me my job. I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know the chapter 83 of Matthew well enough to get my job back.
Kelly, by the time you will come back home, you will have your job back.
I hope so, because otherwise I'm returning these cards, okay?
I don't care about you
and your job. I don't know you, okay? At least you have a job. I don't have one currently.
I'm promising you, Kelly, you will have your job back.
Okay, then call me when I have my job back. Call me when I have my job back, okay?
Okay, just hang up the call. I'm calling Kevin. You receive my call after that.
I don't know if he'll actually do it, but... Oh my gosh, he's calling Kevin.
Announcement.
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 Hello, this is Kevin.
Kevin? Hi, Kevin. You need to talk to me for at least 5 minutes because this is a matter with Kelly. This is Mark. I was the person who was acting on behalf of Kelly.
Okay, Mark, are you a client with JW&M or how can I?
How did you get this phone number? Actually, I was the person who was talking with Kelly and she gave me your number.
Excuse me.
Because what happened? Let me.
How did you get this phone number?
Let me tell you, I was the person who was talking to Jay Anderson, Andy Westport, Rebecca Moose, and
how do you know
that?
How do you know?
And you must be okay. Actually, there is some problem happened. I am a technician who was working on the Kelly's computer. I manipulated her to go and do some software for me. I manipulated Kelly.
I'm sorry. You need to back up. I don't know your name. I don't know how you got my phone number.
There is some mistake has been happened. See, Kevin, you need to understand. There is some mistake happened. So I asked Kelly to go out right now and get me some softwares so that I can resolve the issue. And I insisted her, if you're going out, and
yeah,
she
that
was
sounds
telling
like
me,
Kelly,
no, I won't
right.
go. I'm working.
Yeah,
It's not her fault, okay? It was all my fault. It was not
okay,
her
are you,
fault.
Are you Kelly? I'm
fault.
Sorry, are you Kelly's husband?
No, I'm not Kelly's husband. I'm calling you from Norton. It was a Norton guy, okay? I was calling her. I was trying to refund some money, but there is some glitch happened into our server. And I asked Kelly, I threatened Kelly to go out and get me some gift cards from Walmart so that I can put that number into computer to get it verified. And she told me she won't be going because she is working. I threatened her, give me the information.
Okay.
I will work on behalf of
her.
Sorry, I will talk to the person in the list.
Back up there. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. How do you know Kelly?
She is a client from Norton.
Okay, I just want to really quick. I do have to
Norton
say that I this call is recorded. So if are you saying that you were threatening Kelly and extorting her to purchase gift cards for you?
I was threatening Kelly. Yes, exactly. It is not her fault.
So you were trying to commit
Please
a crime. You were trying to
Please
commit a crime, and you are now on a recorded
exactly,
line admitting
sir.
To it.
Even I am calling you from India.
Okay.
This call has been routed to you from India.
Well, this is
see,
a weird
it was not
day
her because,
for me.
See, I am a man. I can understand, Kevin, but please do not fire her. It was not her fault. I am the person who scammed people. I'm telling you. Please do not fire her. It was not her fault, okay?
Wait,
it was
so you,
totally not her fault.
So
I threatened her to go
were on her you
I
were on her computer,
her.
And you...
Exactly. I was the person who was chatting you on your computer. I told you I was having some loose motion, remember? I was
yeah,
the person
I did
who
find
was
that a little
with
bit strange.
Kelly
that
was
that
out.
Part was weird, for sure.
Yes, exactly. See, what I did... Listen to me, Kevin. What I did, I...
Okay, I should probably text Kelly right away then that someone was trying to scam her. Wow.
No, just tell her to it her job is safe, okay?
Well, yeah, I should alert her right away that, you know, she's been talking to a criminal all afternoon though. I mean, she must be a wreck. Can you imagine what someone would go through?
Exactly. I can understand, but please do not fire her.
When I fired her, she was crying. I haven't heard someone cry.
She was crying
like, she
like
has.
Hell. She was crying like hell.
Wait. Let me get this straight. I'm sorry.
Like
I'm
hell,
sorry.
Okay?
This is weird for me. I've never been in a situation like that. You're
I'm
saying?
Telling you.
Are you honest with me right now? You're
she
honest to God.
Like
you're like a criminal.
I am. I am honest to
this
God.
This sounds ridiculous.
I am honest to
are
God.
You like,
even,
are you
even,
making
if
this
you
up
want,
to try to
want, can,
get her job back? I don't understand. Are you, is this a
if
joke?
If I talk in Hindi, see, Mr. Kevin, I can talk, main tumse Hindi mein bhi baat kar sakta hoon. Now you believe me?
I mean,
I am Indian. I am trying to scam people United States. I am an Indian.
Wait, how?
I can
how,
talk in Hindi.
How can you do that? How, so you just caught, how
we
are you
send,
okay with this? How are
random,
you okay with
we,
that?
We are a scammer, Kevin. We scam people in United States. Have you ever heard of a tech support scam? Have you ever heard about that? Tech support
yeah, actually,
scam.
I actually, I've seen a couple YouTube videos about that. Yeah.
Yes, so I am the person who does tech support scam, okay? So this is the reason Kelly is one of the affected person, you can say. I was trying to scam her. So I threatened her to go to the store
oh
and get
God.
Me the gift card so that I can have the money. And she told me that
so
she
why
won't
are you
be going. She's so innocent.
Why are you
so
talking
innocent.
To me right now?
So
I don't understand.
So
like, what are you doing? So you...
Because I don't want you to fire her. Because I don't want you to fire her.
So you can steal more money from her? Like, what are you trying to do?
No. I am trying to do because she is like crying like hell. She will be dying. She will be dying. And I don't like, see, I am a person who is scam people, but I'm not the terrorist. I'm not the murderer. I don't want anyone die because of me. So please, it's my request to you. I was trying to scam her. Please do not fire her from her job because she was doing her job very, very genuinely. It was me who threatened her. It was me who tried to scam her.
And I don't even know what to say to you. You are a terrible person. You know that?
Why am I a terrible person?
You should have heard the way she was crying, man.
Yeah, I can understand, right? But I didn't do wrong, right?
Wait, who is this?
Hello?
Wait, hello? Who is this?
Hello, Jeff?
Who is this?
Okay, now this is Jack again, okay?
He's trying to call Kelly right now. He's trying to call Kelly at the same time, so I have to be careful.
Kevin?
Listen, I have to call Kelly.
Kevin? Are you there?
I have to call Kelly and explain what happened.
It's my request to you.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say to you. I don't understand how you. What are you doing right now? You think this is gonna make you're gonna make everything better now because she's not gonna get fired?
Give me a minute. Until when anyone?
Do you even think about
Don't touch your computer until you're.
Sorry, I can't talk. I have to go. I can't have like a serious conversation with him right now because he's calling Kelly.
Announcement. Announcement.
He probably wants to say like I saved your job.
Announcement.
Hello, Kelly. I told Kevin that I am a scammer. I was trying to scam you for gift cards. I work for the Norton. So he is going to call you right back, okay? You can talk to him and he is not going to fire you. Just go through with him. I told him I am a scammer. I was trying to scam you for the tech support scam or blah, blah thing. I asked you, I threatened you to go to the Walmart and get me the gift cards, okay? So that he can buy it. All right, this is the best I can do it for you so that you won't lose your job. All right, Kelly? Are you listening to me? Kelly? Kelly, are you listening to me?
Oh, hello?
Hello? Yes, are you listening to me, what I'm trying to tell you?
I couldn't get my headset working. Is this... Who is this?
Okay. This is Jack once again. I talked to Kevin right now. You know what for you, what I did? I told Jack that I am a scammer. I told Kevin that I am a scammer. I was trying to threaten you to go to the Walmart and get me the gift card.
Right.
I told him that I threatened you to give me all the information, Jay Anderson number, Andy Westport number, Rebecca Moon number, Beatrice Price Porter number, so that she can go out of the house to get me the gift card, and I will work on behalf of her to make you fool. I told him that it was me who did all this thing. It was me who was trying to scam Kelly. It was me who asked her to go out of the house. She was not going through. I told him that I threatened Kelly to go and get me the gift card so that I scam you.
Yeah, he
this
did call
me. This is the thing
me.
I did
he
for
did
you.
Call-
now, Kevin...
He keeps calling me,
See, for you, it was for you. I lied for the first time in my life, you know, Kelly. It was for you. I'm not the kind of person who will cause the job because
I was
of
pretty
me.
Sure this was coming. He's not.
Understand that.
He's not admitting it to me.
Oh my God.
He's gonna say it.
For you, I did. For you. I hope you believe me now, and I hope it won't cost your job. You will get your job back, right? Kelly, talk to me.
I don't even know what to say.
I did my best, you know, to convince Kevin that I am a scammer.
Don't cry.
A scammer, you know, I become a scammer.
Wait, are you a... Wait, what?
Oh my God. I told Kevin that I'm a scammer. I threatened you to the life that get me the gift card, otherwise I will block your computer, I will block your account. I threatened you to the life, then only you get me this information, and I was working on behalf of you. I was the person who talked to Patrick.
Wait, you told him all that for me?
All that thing, he believed me, you know? I told him that I threatened you to the life. I threatened you that I will kill you.
Oh my god!
I told
god.
This thing, you know, to save your job. I told you, see, I won't let you harm your job, okay?
Wait, you never
he
did
won't
that.
Be firing you. He won't be firing you.
Oh my
I
god!
I might fire my from my job.
I hope so. That is the nicest
yes,
thing.
He won't fire you anymore.
That is he maybe the nicest
you.
Thing.
He forgot
that...
my job. I don't care. I don't care about my job. I lied today for you to save your job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kelly. You're welcome. He will be calling you back. He will be texting you up. I explained each and everything. So listen to me what exactly I told him. I told
okay.
him I am an Indian scammer.
Thank you.
I am trying to scam you for the tech support scam. I threaten you to the life. I threaten you to the life to go to the Walmart and get me the gift card.
Notice how he's not crying
you,
now? He's like, listen,
get me some money.
Hey,
I threaten you
this is all fake
you
information.
Pretending that you won't be going because you are working. So I threaten you to give me all the information so that I will talk to this person and as a law agency and so that you can go outside and get me the cards. I was the person who was talking with him, all these
right.
persons. And
right.
I was the person who chatted with him, with Kevin. So I told him each and everything what is truth. Besides, this is the lie that you... get me the gift cards and all. So he believed me and he told me straightly that you just hang up the call. He even told me that you were trying to tell me if the call has been recorded that you threatened to lie to her.
Well,
to
yeah,
get the
I mean,
gift
it's
card,
a law.
So you were
it's
trying
a law.
To scam her.
Office,
I told
so,
him.
Like, it's a, they're probably going
yes,
to end
office.
Up
you
suing
know, it's
me.
A law, in the law office, in the do you believe that for you what I did? In the law office, I called Mr. Kevin, who is the boss of that company. I told him on the line, the call was recorded. I might be going to prison because of that, but I don't give up, you know, to save your job. Now, please save my job, Kelly.
Oh,
now,
like
can
a,
you please help me out the
you're
number?
You're like a knight in
Thank
shining
you.
Armor. You would go to jail
okay.
for me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, please get me calm down. Oh my god. Okay, Kelly.
Listen,
can you please
listen,
get me
seriously
the card
though,
numbers one
seriously
by one?
Though, I do have to say, you're gonna be totally fine. They're never gonna be able to, like, they're not, just because you give him your phone, he has your phone number. Like, what's he gonna do with that? You know what I mean? Like, what's he gonna
I
do?
Would,
he's gonna call up the police and say, like,
don't worry.
Hey, arrest this guy.
Don't worry about that. I will take care of that.
Honestly,
I'll take care of that.
If anything,
I'll take care of that.
I'm gonna get
this
arrested
call has been
because
routed through
I
internet.
Literally gave a
no. You
like,
won't.
As far as he's
you
concerned,
won't.
As
you
far
won't.
As
because,
he's concerned,
because
wait a second. You just
you
made
know,
this
you
even
know,
worse. You made this even
no,
worse for me.
I didn't make it even worse.
I,
you know what?
You, as far as he's
no.
concerned, I gave a criminal access to a company computer and all of the company details. I gave. Oh. You literally,
Kelly,
you've
Kelly,
made
Kelly,
this
Kelly.
So much
I,
worse
I made my
for
statement.
Me.
I gave him my statement.
I, before I was going to lose
statement.
My job. Now I'm like, oh my. Why did you do that? Did you even think? Did you even think about what you were doing? Now I'm aiding a criminal. Now I gave a criminal a bunch of... private personal information. I gave them access. The lawyers work for the government. They work for the government.
I told on the recorded line.
Oh my god, I'm
gonna
get in so much trouble. I'm gonna get in so much trouble.
I'm getting Kevin on the line. Just wait. I'm getting Kevin on the line.
I don't even. I can't do this. I'm calling. I can't do this.
Okay, so there is one little itty bitty problem, which is obviously we've amped this up to a level that I may or may not have been at before. And so there's a couple problems. One, I think that he might try to conference call Kevin and me for two reasons. One, this is getting ridiculous and he wants to make sure that this isn't fake. And two, because he somehow wants to get his $4,000. So I'm going to do something really quick, which is...
Check one.
In case that he does do it, I'm going to have to record myself crying and wheezing and sobbing or whatever.
Yes, Kelly.
Hey, is this Jack?
Hello, Kelly. Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, I wanted to let you know that I'm at my, I'm actually at my mom and stepdad's house, just to like chill with them for a little bit. And I spoke with my boss, and he said that
everything okay now?
He talked with you, and he doesn't really know what's going on, but he said that right now I'm just suspended with, I'm not fired, but I'm like suspended with no pay pending an investigation, and they're going to have to execute option 6. So, I guess tomorrow or Friday, I'm going to, you know, get a call from probably like this, the board, and I don't know. I don't really know what's happening, but thank you for...
No, you won't. It won't cost your job. You're welcome.
I hope
I told
not,
you I'll save your
not.
Job.
I
told
not.
You. Now it's your turn to save my job. So
yeah,
is the car handy with you right now?
Actually, my stepdad is bringing them back to the store for me. But like,
no, please don't.
If
it
I can,
is our money. It is
listen,
our money.
Listen, Jack, I'll tell him, I'll text him to stop, but if I keep my job, I prompt, like, we'll figure out a way to, I'll figure out a way to save your job, okay?
Just wait. Hello?
I'll find a way to save your job. Okay, just
no,
wait.
No, then I will tell Kevin every, right, that you were doing this for money, and that's the reason. So I will tell Kevin everything, so you will lose
your
job.
I can't really hear
again.
What you're saying. Your phone is kind of breaking up right now. Your phone is kind
of... I will tell Kevin everything that I lied.
Your phone,
because
your
Kelly,
phone is a little bit
Kelly,
robotic.
You,
it sound...
was...
Hello?
Yes, I will tell. Call Kevin right now and tell Kevin everything that it was you that was doing this because of money. And you forced me to call the client. So you will lose your job once again. Give me the card. Otherwise, if I lose my job, you will also not have your job.
I don't know what to say.
You just have to give me the card. That's
are
it.
You threatening me right now?
Yes, I am threatening you because for you I lied. And now I will be losing my job.
All I can think about saying right now is,
card.
I don't
do
want to lose my job twice.
I'm not God, right? I'm also human. I helped you, now it's your turn. But what you're doing, you're neglecting me right now. So that's not good. You have to give me the cards. I saved your... So you have to save my job. Everything would be fine.
Why would you want us both to lose? Why would that be a good idea, though?
You don't have to laugh, right? You don't have to lie. I understand what you're trying
to
do.
I have to think about... I'll tell my stepdad not to return the cards.
You don't have to call anyone. I understand, right? Why are you laughing? There's nothing to laugh. Right now you were crying. Right now you're laughing.
Just let me think about it.
Okay, then.
Wait, laughing? I think they... I don't know if this sealed the whole, like, hey, there's hope yet, or not. Either way. There are a lot of twists and turns.
Kelly?
Yeah, who is this?
Hello? This is Ra.
I'm trying to speak with Jack, please.
Jack is not here. He's crying. Sitting at the, beside the corner of the room, and he's...
Okay, I might have to mute. I feel like they might go the manipulation, the, like, even further manipulation route, but...
I don't know who you are. I was just gonna call and say I can't get a hold of my... I'm trying to get a hold of my stepdad to have them return with the cards. I tell him that I'm going to save his job. Like, I don't, please don't call, tell him not to call my boss, please, okay? Tell him not to call my boss, and I will give him the money.
He is about to call your boss.
No, tell him not to call the boss. I will get him the, my stepdad was going to return the cards. I don't know, like, please tell him not to call my boss, okay?
See, like, if you don't send the card, like, talk to him.
I don't know. My stepdad was going to go return them for me. I don't know what else. Is there an, I don't know what else I can do to give it to
call
you faster.
Call your stepdad and tell him to, like,
I am trying. Can I, like, cash app you the money? Or, like, is there another, like, or can I just call you?
Only buy the card. Only buy the card. Get the card and call me, okay? Like, call in this number, okay?
Okay. Don't call my boss, please.
We will. If you don't send the card, we will call the your boss.
I will get cards.
In the end, I guess neither one of us could save each other's job. Not that scamming is actually a job, but the scammers don't seem to like a taste of their own medicine now, do they? I hope you had fun listening and learned a few things. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider subscribing or sharing it with someone else who you think would enjoy it. And as always, know that you are valuable and that you matter. Bye.